Elkhart, Indiana is home to the CTS Corporation, the maker of the faulty Toyota gas pedals thought to cause accidents. Elkhart did not need more bad news. It has a 15% unemployment rate. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, the city is hoping to overcome the unfavorable publicity.
Elkhart is a small city of about 50,000 people. It's located in northern Indiana at the mouth of two rivers, about 130 miles from Indianapolis. Kyle Hannon with the Greater Elkhart Chamber of Commerce says the city is called the RV capital of the world, and manufacturing is Elkhart's base.
Some would say we're a little too heavy manufacturing, but I figure we make things. At the end of the day, we make things that people want to buy.
During the recession, though, there was very little buying of Elkhart's RVs, followed by plenty of layoffs. Unemployment rose rapidly from slightly more than 4% to the highest jobless rate in the country. Barack Obama visited the area twice during his campaign and then as president to push a stimulus package, which city officials say is helping the city recover. One of the businesses that was able to withstand Elkhart's economic maelstrom was CTS. And Hannon says making a gas pedal for Toyota is only a small part of its business.
It's a very small part. I think their Toyota contracts are only about 3% of the company. But it's still important. I mean, and there's still things to think about, with the gas pedals and all and the sensors involved in it.
CTS has been a part of Elkhart, Indiana for more than 100 years. It takes up a couple of blocks here on Beardsley Avenue. No one at the company is talking about the role CTS has played in the Toyota recall, but that's not the case at the bar across the street, Malcolm's Pub. There's a small group playing pool, drinking and chatting inside the bar. Tom Curtis is unemployed. He says he doesn't think the Toyota recall is any reflection on Elkhart or CTS.
It sounds like to me it's Toyota's problem.
After working at CTS for 41 years, Larry Barbaro lost his job 4 years ago when the company downsized. He says CTS has won awards from Toyota for its quality control at the factory, and he thinks the company is being criticized unfairly.
Because the first thing they come out with was a sticky accelerator, and Toyota's had problems for the past 10 years with acceleration problems on it, and CTS didn't even start making parts for them until 2005, so.
Sharing a table with Barbaro, construction worker Chuck Smith says it's not CTS's manufacturing, but Toyota's design that might have created defective gas pedals. Even so, Smith says the recall is still bad news for Elkhart.
I mean, who's going to want to move here? Our unemployment has been very well documented, and with the new problem, even if CTS has done nothing wrong, it's the perception. This is just a place that you don't want to be. Because of that.
Elkhart's mayor, Dick Moore, says the city's image is not tarnished at all, especially since the gas pedals are assembled not at the CTS plant in Elkhart, but at the company's facility in Canada.
They're going to make it right. They're survivors. They've been through the ups and downs before. I don't have any concerns about the CTS Corporation at all and their existence here in Elkhart, Indiana.
For its part, CTS isn't talking to reporters about the recall, but did issue a press release saying there's widespread confusion about its role and that it's working with Toyota to resolve the problem. In Elkhart, there is one Toyota dealership. No one there was willing to talk either. Throughout the country, though, Toyota dealers are beginning to receive shipments of parts needed to repair faulty accelerators, and many say they will hire new crews and stay open late to fix recalled cars. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.